lives. Thanks for listening to Ponyville Femme.
Human beings fascinate me, being just the way they are. Tell me, little pony, can you push a cart or drive a car? Lyre is my instrument, but humans strum their sweet guitar. It's a mystery. Anthropology. Fingers, toes, and tiny noses. Brownish hair and tannish skin. Would it be too much to ask to see the world they're living in? Everybody tells me that it's old and fake mythology. It's a mystery. Anthropology. Aren't you bored of brushing your coat? Styling your mane with your hooves? I don't mean to butt or gloat, but ancient history proves humans don't have wings or magic. They don't need it, they don't care. All they've got's imagination. New inventions everywhere. Babies, children, teens, and elders, all alike have clothes to wear. It's so real to me. Anthropology. Albert Einstein, Cleopatra, William Shakespeare, Elton John, Michael Phelps, Barack Obama. Who's to say that they're all gone? Maybe humans like us too and dress like us at Comic-Con. It's so real to me. Anthropology. Yeah, they've had a couple of bites. Nobody's perfect, you see. Still, I say I'm born with the rights to study whatever I please. I don't need to horse around now. I can stand on two legs. I would trade my magic powers for a pair of new legs. Grab your camera, come on, zoom in, 'cause your favorite cult's a human. Me, that is who I'll be. Anthropology.
Welcome to a very special mini Music is Timeless. I'm your host, Bolt the Super Pony. I do apologize if you can't hear me. I'm using a totally different microphone than I usually do because I am actually away from my usual setup. But I wanted to come online and talk real quick about Sequestria Fest. That was the Gyra cover of Anthropology, which I used as a mashup in my set this past weekend, and I had a lot of fun with that set. It just, that was insane. Just to give a little bit of background, Stanley requested a D&D track that was off of Koa's new album, her new remix album, and from that I decided I would just do the entire rest of my set as D&B. Musical guest. That was such a fun con. For those who don't know, and you could probably find out if you looked at their schedule, Sequestria Fest, oh geez, that's gonna be loud. Sorry. Sequestria Fest, a lot of their programming ends early. my microphone was off that entire time, wasn't it? Oh my freaking gosh. But yeah, this basically, I was just saying that I'm not intending for this to be a regular show. I'm just, I just want to blabber on about some question cuts for a little bit, and just say that one thing I wish they had done, like at closing ceremonies, was let us say a few things. Because one of the things I always said was, I think this year I had a lot more fun than I did last year, just because it felt more familiar to me. It's like, you know, moving to a new house. It's not quite a home yet, but it felt like after this year, it's a question. Staff are super accommodating. I hope it comes back in a similar fashion next year that it did this year. I really hope nothing but the best for Sequestria Fest. And that's, you know, it's a big if it comes back next year. I really hope it does. I wish them nothing but the best. It was incredible. I highly recommend going if it's in the same capacity this year. If it comes back like in the same capacity next year as it did this year. And I do want to extend my sincere thanks to Sequestria Fest for having me. If anyone has a recording of this set and you want to upload it, please tag me in it. I would love to see it. I believe Achieve Hunter got a recording, and I'll post that in my YouTube playlist when the chance comes. I'm just going to take a couple of requests on for starters. Here's one from Dr. Romulus, who requested Fly Like You by Wasteland Wailers. Let me figure this. There we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
I'll probably talk more in depth about Sequestria Fest next week, especially once I can be a little bit louder into the microphone. But yeah, basically TLDR, very, very, very fun con. I really, really, really appreciate all the effort that the staff put into it to make it work. Especially considering some of the stories I've heard about it. And I do hope that it comes back bigger and better than ever next year. I personally had a lot of fun, and the vibes at the con are incredible. I basically just wanted to blabber on about Sequestria Fest a little bit while the thoughts are still fresh in my head. I was supposed to have a show tonight, and I'm sorry I didn't have a regular show, but I'll be back next week, hopefully with a lot less technical glitches that will result in a lot less lateness. Basically what happened is my phone decided it's going to stop accepting charges from its regular charger. So now I'm using a wireless charger to get it to go back up to something of a charge. But that's what caused all of this. And then I got lost 3 times. So, yeah, thank you to Dr. Romulus for the request. I am going to also play something from the cosplay contest at Sequestria Fest. It was Kissy that showed this to me. Oh, yeah. I also want to thank, in addition to Sequestria Fest, for having me as a musical guest. I want to thank Kissy for having me as the DJ for the cosplay contest. That ended up being really fun because I not only was the DJ for the cosplay contest, but I was also the host announcing all of the cosplayers as they came up on stage. Which was really, really fun to do. And it was fun to do the multitasking too. And to be like, oh, hold on a second, I gotta transition this next song and then I'll announce you. That was pretty fun. But I'm pretty sure Virtual DJ got rid of my cosplay contest playlist for some reason. I think my computer crashed earlier and that's why. But I'm fairly certain this was the track that I was introduced to, this particular remix that Kissy was like, oh, you should play this one. So here is the Equestria Girls theme, the Join the Herd remix.
Of my day like the sun. When my friends come a-running, you were right all along, that together we're always better. We could turn a sketch into a masterpiece. When you're here, I feel like I'm complete. Every day's a brighter day with you in my life. And every time I fall, we get back up again. Look around.
actually, I take that back. This was the actual song. I couldn't remember which one it was. I knew it was Equestria Girls, like an Equestria Girls remix, but not literally Equestria Girls. This was the song that was requested, and I don't know if I've heard this one before this past weekend, but I really enjoyed it. So here's the actual song. I apologize. Cafeteria song, the Lexi remix.
Hey, hey, everybody, we've got something to say. We may seem as different as the night is from day, but you look a little deeper, and you will see that I'm just like you, and you're just like me. Yeah, hey, hey, everybody, we're here to shout that the magic of friendship is what it's all about. Yeah, we thought we were different as the night is from the day, until twilight sparkle helped us see another way. So get up, get down, if you're gonna come around, we can work together, helping twilight win the crown. So get up, get down, cause it's gonna make a sound, if we work together, helping twilight sparkle win the. Get up, get down, if you're gonna come around, we can work together, helping twilight win the crown. So get up, get down, cause it's gonna make a sound, if we work together, helping twilight sparkle win the crown. Get up, cause it's get, if we down, done, we can un- get, work, get up, cause it's get, if we down, done, we can un- get, work, get, cause it's get, if we down, done, we can un- get, work, get, cause it's get, if we down, done, we can un- get.
So yeah, my immense thanks to Kizzy for having me as a DJ for the cosplay contest. And again, thank you to Sequestria Fest for having me. That was such a fun time. Thank you again to all the staff who put that on, put their hard hours and dedication into their hard work and dedication into making that convention happen, and making it happen so well that apparently there were some fires behind the scenes. I didn't notice them. I did not notice them from the standpoint of an attendee, which every convention has fires. What matters is that the attendees don't notice. If the attendees don't notice, you're doing a good job. And I mean, aside from being booked at a hotel that was different than the main con hotel, And I don't know, maybe they ran out of rooms. I have no idea what caused that. That there is nothing, aside from that, there was nothing abnormal that about the con from what I could see. So, like, great job to everyone, because that's a huge accomplishment. And in fact, to the point where the staff would go above and beyond, I got to sound check early because some of my friends were going out to dinner and they moved the concert earlier so that we could make sure that we finished on time. And like, that was to me like above and beyond. That was great. So yeah, now thank you, Sequestria Fest. Who knows? Hopefully things get better. Because for those who don't know, it's not looking real good for Sequestria Fest right now, as of today, like as of like the last 12 hours, actually the last 12 hours, not looking super good for Sequestria Fest, but I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that it can continue into next year because I've had a lot of fun. It feels like this year, even like more so than last year. And I want to say that's because I'm more accustomed to it. It's like, I don't know if this got cut out earlier, but it's like moving into a new house, right? Like, I feel like now that it's the second year of Sequestria Fest, I have like kind of moved in and I can kind of make it my home. And I felt more at home. Like I felt more comfortable with everything. So more familiar with everything too. Cause like, if you're not used to convention events, if you're not used to events at a convention stopping at 10 PM, that's going to throw you off a little bit, but that also means that you get more time to like go and spend time with friends, go on the boardwalk and stuff. Like you're right at the ocean. There are things to do. It's not, and you're right in the middle of a tourist area too. That is actually seasonal tourist area. There's no shortage of things to do there. And no shortage of really great restaurants to eat at. A great area too. There's probably more I could say about this. I'd rather have background music for this, but I would get drowned out. Just thank you. I wanted to get all of that off my chest while I was still thinking about it. And sorry for not having a regular show tonight. We'll be back next week with an actual show, full hour request. Hopefully I'll have music ready to go by then too. And beyond just kind of recapping the convention. I wanted to get that off my chest while I was thinking about it. So thank you, Sequestria Fest. I had the biggest smile after my set, and it was so fun. So fun. Thank you. I'm going to finish it off with the last song that I played at the end of my set. Here is Join the Herd with I Can Do It On My Own. Thank you to everyone who showed up for my set, everyone who tuned in on Ponytown. If you have any recordings of anything, please tag me in them. Please send them to me. And I'll add them to my YouTube playlist of my convention appearances. If you got any pictures or anything of the Ponytown part of it, I would love to see those, please. But I always love, and if you got video of Ponytown, even better. I love going back and watching that. And seeing all the reactions. But thank you so much to everyone who made that possible and who showed up to see it, whether you're online or in real life, there in real life. Here's the final song from that set, which I knew when I wanted to do D&B, this is what I was going to end it with. Join the Herd remix. I Can Do It On My Own. Thank you so much. I hope to see you next week. Have an awesome night or morning wherever you are. Hopefully I'll see you next week for more Music is Timeless. Have a great night.
Everybody has times in their lives when their hearts are filled with doubt.
Frustration builds up inside and it makes you want to shout.
Into the stratosphere.
I did it. I actually finished something by myself.